Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Van Halen bringing us back. That's the other, another part of Jump. That's a great song, Jump. A Van Halen, one of the greats. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. It's President's Day today. I want to talk about that a little bit. Last week, as you know, we celebrated the birthday of the 16th President of the United States, Abraham Lincoln. You've been hearing a lot more of that. By the way, if you haven't seen Killing Lincoln on, TBS, I think, you should try to see that. I watched it over the weekend. It's good. I have not seen the movie Lincoln. That's coming up. We're going to be seeing that. But the movie that's based on Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Lincoln, it's a good one. I think you'll get a lot out of it. So look for that. But this is the day that the United States, celebrates President's Day. We used to celebrate Washington's birthday, but now it's all the presidents. We don't minimize President Washington, but it's just that this is President's Day. And it's where we can recognize the contribution of our nation's top elected leader. As a small business owner, I often think about Lincoln. For some reason, I think about him the most. But also the father of our country, our first president, George Washington. Was it what someone said, first in war, first in peace, always in our hearts? Someone said about that as a eulogy for George Washington. We know much about how both of these men persevered through extreme hardships, the immense weight of the doubts about their abilities. We know that from their writings. And while they were trying to lead a young nation through two extreme experiences, the Revolutionary War and what followed that, the making of a new nation for Washington, and then the Civil War and the abolition of slavery in America, two really tough times for those two great leaders. And they demonstrated their courage and their perseverance during those days. But the one thing I value about both of these men is that they never gave up on themselves. That's what small business owners do. It's what you do, small business owners. You never give up on yourself. We know a lot about how much Lincoln, we probably know more about how much Lincoln believed in himself. Because I actually have a list of challenges that I've talked about from time to time over the years that Lincoln endured. During his life, and yet he ultimately became, after all these challenges, he ultimately became one of America's great presidents. So here's the list. And whenever you think that you should give up, whenever you're thinking about quitting, I want you to think about this journey that Abraham Lincoln took as he found his place in history. He failed in business in 1831. He was defeated for the state legislature in 1832, the next year. He tried another business in 1833. It failed too. His fiancée died in 1835. He had a nervous breakdown in 1836. In 1843, President Lincoln ran for Congress. Well, he wasn't president then. He ran for Congress and was defeated again. He tried again in 1948 and was defeated again. He tried running for the Senate in 1855, but he lost. The next year, he ran for vice president, and he lost. In 1859, he ran for the Senate again, and he was defeated. But in 1860... he was elected as the 16th president of the United States. And when you think about all the things that he endured during that period, surely his challenges of the previous parts of his life, surely those things served him as he dealt with Congress, as he dealt with his own contentious cabinet, as he dealt with a divided nation, a civil war that claimed almost 500,000 combatants. I mean, think about that. 20,000 in some war, some of the battles. 20,000 killed on a single day in some of the battles. Think about that. Killed. Not just the wounded. Killed. And, I mean, and still, even in all that, he managed to get the Emancipation Proclamation. He managed to get the 13th Amendment on the way. He managed to do the Homestead Act to allow people to claim land and across the country, 160 acres and a mule, I guess, as it was. I mean, think about that. Think about what this man accomplished after all those setbacks in his life. I admire reading. I like reading about the lives of very successful people. And if you get into it enough, you'll realize that they had plenty of failures, and yet they persevered. I believe the definition of courage is an act of bravery after you've had time to think about it. The difference between history's boldest accomplishments and the most staggering failures is often simply the diligence to persevere and to believe in yourself. Thank you, President Washington. Thank you, President Lincoln. Thank you, small business owners. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.